Tausch, did they play this one at the big show that Evco missed?
They played everything, man. My voice has recovered, but they played it all. Everything.
Well, it's time for Mr. Brightside himself. From Unsportsmanlike, it is Evan Cohen on Wilde and Tausch. Evan, good morning. How are you?
What a line. That was good, Jason. Let me tell you. Here's how I am. Do you know what our guy, old T, Mark Tauscher, did? What a job by him. Friday night, 9:50 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I, of course, like anybody on a Friday night at 9:50, am in bed, lights off on a Friday night. I hear my phone and FaceTime ringing. Like, Tausch FaceTiming me. That's interesting. I roll over. I pick up the FaceTime. I look at it, and I never see Mark Tauscher's face, but I do see Brandon Flowers from the Killers' face. As Tausch FaceTimed me from the Killers concert, put me on, let me see some of it, hear some of it, and then hung up before he ever turned the camera around. That was a tremendous job by Tausch on Friday night.
That is friendship right there, people. How close? Since Tausch didn't give us a whole lot of dazzling detail about the concert, much like he just did moments ago.
Did you get
when
where
he
you saw
the
two empty seats that were for Evan and his wife? Did you
Wait.
See the two
no,
empty
I did
seats?
Not, I did not see that part.
No, we did. Jason, I'm doing that for Jason because he's all. We didn't have two empty seats.
How close were your seats? How good of a view of Brandon Flowers did you have,
seats.
Evan Cohen?
We had good seats.
I don't know. We had good seats. It was like middle front area. Like I'm assuming he was in some sort of suite and private area, but it was excellent. You can see it right there.
With the people. We're, I think, F. Wow. So what is F in the alphabet? That's probably 10, 11
six.
Rows? Is that
six.
Oh. There's the pit, and then you're six rows up from that. So
Yeah, okay. You weren't the sixth row.
I liked it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, we were up from the pit. I ain't ever going in the pit. That ain't going to be good for me. That pit's not. I ain't about.
Not with
unlike
that bad
Aaron Rodgers and Jalen Ramsey, I ain't about pit life. I'm not.
Oh, good one.
Wow, what a line.
That was a stretch.
Yeah, wait. Can I one more question or two about the Killers concert?
Of course.
One. You get one.
What, no, you get two.
Okay. What they open / close with?
Well, they closed with Mr. Brightside, as I think most people would expect. I want to say Human was the opener, but I'm not going to lie to you, I don't recall exactly. Because, again, for me, I knew all their songs, or probably at least 90% of their songs, so I didn't care. It's, you know, when you go to different concerts and there's a stretch. The other question I had is, for the Killers, never once did I even think about sitting down. Not one time. For Morgan Wallen... I sat, I looked old, I felt old, and I didn't care. You can't really sit. When you
help.
Go to a concert, you can't sit, right? You just can't do it.
Yeah, Morgan Wallen has a bunch of good songs, but for you and I, the Killers are on another level. That's such a good point because you have so many bands that you go to a concert or groups or acts or artists, however you want to, singers, whatever, rappers, where you're like, all right, I hope they play these songs. I hope they don't play those songs. I hope they realize we're here for their greatest hits and not their new stuff. With the Killers, it's almost as if it doesn't matter. You want to play new stuff, I'm in. You want to play old stuff, I'm in. You want to do greatest hits, I'm in. The only thing I'm not 100% in on is that Folklore album they put out a couple of years ago. That wasn't for me. It doesn't mean it was bad. It just wasn't for me. And I think they've only played like one song from that album like ever in a concert. They have so many
it was
good
limited.
Songs. Like the deep cuts. Are even songs that I like. There are a couple songs, Rut and Life to Come, Tyson vs. Douglas, off the Wonderful, Wonderful album, that I've never heard them play in person. I love those songs, but they are so damn good.
I agree. 100%. All right. Jason wants
to
get into Bucks talk.
Dealer's Choice, which I tried yesterday, and it didn't work out very well, or Evan's Choice in this instance. Badgers route Mount Rushmore or Bucks free agency re-signings and losses. Which category would you like, sir?
I'll take both. I'm into both topics. Go ahead, whatever you want.
Okay, well, then first, let's do the Bucks since there's been no...
Hey, Jason, let me run this by Evan.
This is how it went yesterday.
Run this by Evan because I think Jason, no offense to Jason, he had a really hard time understanding this concept, and maybe this is going to come back because I'm just difficult. But I said Ron Dayne is the greatest Badger of all time, but I don't even think he is the greatest running back in our program's history. Does that make any sense to you?
Complete sense, actually. That makes 1,000% sense. It's funny you bring that up. Dwayne Wade said something the other day, and I think this is kind of what you're getting at a little bit. Dwayne Wade said, and I'm paraphrasing, LeBron James is the greatest player to ever play for the Heat, but I'm the greatest Heat player.
Yeah, meaning, very similar.
Yes, right? So the Badger program was put on the map in a way that no one outside of Barry Alvarez could take credit for besides Ron Dayne. But if you look at, I don't know who you say is the best running back, from Melvin Gordon to anybody else you want to throw out there, right?
JT,
like, there were running backs that were, yeah, Jonathan Taylor, like, he's probably better at running the football than Ron Dayne, but the greatest Badger of all time, the one who helped birth the program, is Ron Dayne. If Ron Dayne doesn't exist with Barry Alvarez, Jonathan Taylor is never attracted to Wisconsin the way he was. Melvin mm-hmm. Gordon, James White, any of the guys we're talking about that came after, obviously, it's not even a debate. I think what you said makes a ton of sense and is actually 1,000% correct.
There you go, Jason.
Yeah, I don't want to rewind to previously in the show, but once you further explained it, I agreed with you, just for the record.
Oh, okay.
And Pat Richter deserves at least to be discussed in that group, considering that back in 1961, he took his team to the Rose Bowl as well. But yes, he is the GOAT. Now, we were trying to figure out who else belongs on the Mount Rushmore of Badger football. Barry Alvarez is not
players
eligible.
Only.
Players
just
only.
Just wait. Yep. Players only. Yep.
Can I
ask a question? Can I ask a question, though?
Just don't be so sensitive, Jason. Yes, go ahead, Evan.
So, is it in the Ron Dayne realm of what they did for the program while at the program? Or, like, you know, Russ wouldn't be on the Mount Rushmore, but Russ is the greatest quarterback to ever play for Wisconsin. But not the greatest quarterback at Wisconsin. Does that make sense?
He's the most talented quarterback. He's not the greatest. No.
So
you got to combine it. It's got to be. It has to be a combination.
Go ahead. Here's what I would say. For me, I start with two right off the top of my head, and I say Ron Dayne and Brooks Bollinger. But you have not connected, by the way, he and I on the on text yet, Josh. I'd like to be connected.
Okay,
with
I'll make sure to do that. Yep. Okay.
And then other people that are running through my mind as we are discussing this would include, but not limited to, Pat Richter, obviously, you mentioned. Would include J.J. Watt. Would include Joe Thomas. I thought Lee Evans was phenomenal with the Badgers.
He was.
People probably wouldn't do that, but God, this is hard.
We need to at least put Alan Ameche in the conversation, by the way.
He's not going to make it. Amici's not going to make it. I hate to tell you, and this is going to be crazy. I would argue, if you wanted to do, and I know the Mount Rushmore thing people laugh at and scoff at it, and I get it. But Wisconsin might be the only program in college football that would not put a quarterback on their Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, but we'd be wrong. Brooks Bollinger is vital to this.
Brooks Bollinger's not making the Mount Rushmore. He's not making it.
How can you say that?
I'm just telling you he's not.
Who is that? Who is?
Ron Dayne and Joe Thomas are lock stock. I think Jonathan Taylor is a lock stocker. And then I think it comes down to J.J., Melvin Gordon. I think that's where this thing goes. That's where I think we're at. And if Pat Richter's in there, too. Brooks Bollinger is not making it. He's not going to. And I love Brooks, but he's not making it.
But, Chaush, a program, Mount Rushmore, that wouldn't have a quarterback, how about Penn State? I know Kerry Collins is great, but Kajana Carter, right? They put Courtney Brown, LeVar Arrington, probably a million others I'm missing here, right? Kyle Brady was great. For
Micah Parsons probably would be on there.
Micah Parsons.
A tight end. Their tight end might make it. No, the guy that's just got drafted.
Oh, yeah, 44. Oh, my God, I forgot his name off the top of my head. The guy's on the Colts. Oh, my God, I just forgot his name. But whatever.
Warren. Warren.
So I think there are other programs that would not have quarterbacks. I am very, obviously, as you know, Jason and Mark, I'm very, very biased in favor of Bollinger. I think what he was able to do in Wisconsin was so significant. And I understand Mike Samuel did it before him. I understand that, obviously, Sorgi was pretty good and played in the NFL for a long time. And then Russ, I get it. But Bollinger, to me, is a vital piece of that puzzle.
Okay.
What about you?
You're probably going to – I don't even think – but, by the way, Brooks is not going to put himself on it.
That's because he's a humble leader.
You, Taush. But, Taush, yeah. I know you texted me separately saying I should mention you. I didn't. But do you think you should be on it?
You should have. No, I don't think I should be on it. No, I'm not even in the conversation. Okay. But there are –
neither do I.
I think you're going to have two running backs at a minimum, and then I think J.J. Watt is going to be your fourth, and then along with Joe. I think those
are
four.
Crazy? You know what's crazy about how many great running backs we have? Like, for people who don't know, there was a guy named Anthony Davis, not of the Mavs, who was unbelievable. Michael Bennett, unbelievable. Eddie Faulkner, who's now a coach, awesome. Right? Clay. Yep. I mean, we had so many running backs that were so good.
Brian Calhoun.
Remarkable. Brian Calhoun, yes.
Yep.
If I may, especially since this era is most likely coming to an end, if we made a smaller Mount Rushmore of the greatest walk-ons in Badger football history, I think old boy's got a shot here, doesn't he?
I would take Bob Adam off over him. I would take
Joe Panos was a walk-on, wasn't he?
Joe.
Yep.
Jim Leonard.
I'd have a shot.
Yep. Jim Leonard was
Jim
a walk-on.
Jim Leonard's for sure on it.
Yeah. Chad Cascaden, Chris Maragos, a few others spring to mind. All right, Evan.
I don't even know if Taush is the top 10 based on this list.
I think he's based on the Bleacher Report list that they assembled once upon a time, he was third. So that puts him squarely on the Mount Rushmore. Evan, I know Taush fancies himself a big picture NBA analyst. You were doing the NBA free agency show on Sunday. The Bucks have made a variety of re-signings and one that they didn't over the last 24 hours. Where do you view the Bucks with bringing back Gary Trent, bringing back Bobby Portis?
Gary Trent Jr. contract. Evan, can you explain that to us? 2 years, Jason, I think it was 2 years, $7 million bucks?
Yeah.
I mean, is he paying the Bucks to play for them? That is unbelievable.
It's an odd deal because I think Wendy and all the crew had him going for like 12 to 15 a year, and he ends up 2 years, seven and a half.
I couldn't believe it. I seriously could not believe this. I have to read that multiple times. Like seven and a half a year or seven and a half? Now, it's a player option for the second year, so that's like, I'll have another big year potentially and then get more money when there's more money in the market to be had. But still, it doesn't matter. So if you just look at it, let's go in steps on this, Jason. So what have the Bucks done? I believe the Bobby Portis contract is a really team-friendly contract. My co-host on Sunday night, Tim Bontemps, disagreed with me. Okay, fine. I think Bobby Portis is worth more on the open market than the Bucks are paying him. So I
what did Bontemps say? What did Timmy say?
He thought he was worth a little bit less than that, and maybe that around the 12 range instead of the 14 or 15. Okay, no big deal, right? We can split hairs on that. All right. Gary Trent, I believe That's a good deal, a really good deal. Kevin Porter Jr. If I watched the basketball player and didn't know the history, I would think that's a great deal. But obviously there's some off-the-court stuff that makes me a little queasy. But from a basketball perspective, that's a great deal for them. Mm-hmm. Brooke Lopez, obviously you'd want him back. I was told by multiple people he's going to the Lakers, and then all of a sudden he signed with the Clippers. So I was a little confused, and I want to know what happens with that. So I think if you look at what they've done so far, I think you got to be thrilled if you're a Bucks fan at the prices they're paying on the people they're on the players they're paying the prices to. Okay, so that's the first part. The second part, and we'll get to the honest part, obviously, is what do they do now relative to improvement so Giannis will be satisfied. So Brooke goes out the door. The assumption is that maybe they're in the mix for a center. That center that we've heard is DeAndre Ayton, former number one
overall pick. No, I don't want him. I don't want him.
Yeah, but a lot of people feel that way. I also don't think they need a center the way that everyone else does, because I don't know why Bobby can't just start at center with Giannis, considering how physical those two guys could be. And then there's all the conversation about, well, Connaughton's at $9 million. Pat Connaughton's at $9 million. Kyle Kuzma, who obviously wasn't great for them, is at $22 million. And Dame is in the 50s if they bring him back, potentially. I have pitched the idea, and I hate doing this to Dame because he's wonderful, but of trading Dame for contracts that maybe teams don't want, and that maybe you pay teams off to take Dame off your hands because he's an injured player. I have brought up the idea of Utah previously. That's not going to happen now because of moves they've made. I brought up Washington with guys like Marcus Smart and, believe it or not, Chris Middleton. And I have brought up a Portland for him to go back there. But I have a new idea. Would you like to hear my new idea?
I love new ideas.
Just real quick, if you send him back to Portland, do you get Drew Holiday back in that deal?
Stop. Jason, let me. Jason,
come on, Jason.
Okay, I didn't know.
I didn't know.
I'm sorry. Okay.
A big step over.
Sorry. I'll be quiet.
You're like Allen Iverson versus Tyronn Lue.
You'll like this one.
Exactly. AI Ty Lue. Exactly.
Oh, my bad. God. Yep. But here's my new idea. What if
I wonder.
If you're the Bucks, would you call the Portland Trailblazers? And would you say, we'd like Drew Holiday, who clearly is not going to be thrilled to be there, who's on a bad contract right now, and we're willing to give you Pat Connaughton, and we're willing to give you Kyle Kuzma. And then the Blazers say, absolutely not. We want Drew Holiday on our team to influence young players. We think he can still play, and he sets the tone defensively, even if he doesn't want to be here. Okay, we understand. What if we offered you our first-round pick in 2031, but we put protections on it? Okay, well, now they have to start listening. What if I told you there was a way to get Drew Holiday back by offering Connaughton, Kuzma, and a pick? You get Drew Holiday back. He's your point guard in the meantime. And then, if you get Dame back, he's actually the perfect person to play next to Dame because he's defense first. And now, all of a sudden, Dame is not rushing the rehab, but Dame sure as hell has a goal here. And you have Dame, you have Holiday, you have Giannis, and you have Portis. Is that going to get you the finals? Maybe.
No.
Maybe.
No.
It's Tausch. Okay.
It's not.
Let me do it this way. If it doesn't get you the finals, is it going to get Giannis excited to get any thought of leaving off the table?
I haven't heard any thought that he is leaving off on the table.
Well, I agree with you, and I think it would not surprise me if there was some comment.
Hey, Evan, Drew Holiday's contract is bad. Hey, Drew Holiday's contract is bad.
It is, Tausch. That's a bad contract. I understand that. Now, Tausch, you walk me through what the improvement could be externally with the pieces that they have available to them. What would you like to see? You don't even have to give me a specific player. Just give me I want Kuzma and Connaughton and a first for something. I want Dame and something. What would you like to see them acquire here?
This is going to sound crazy, but I want to look, and I'm not going to get into the minutiae of this. What I want is them to take the Green Bay Packer approach, which is younger and athletic length. That's what I'm looking for.
Okay.
We got to get younger and more athletic. And I don't care who those guys are. They know a lot more about it. It seems, and tell me if I'm wrong, it seems as if the star guys, Shea and all these guys, they're making, I just saw SGA signed, $71.5 million a year. The big boys are still getting the big bread. But the idea of the middle class bread is getting to be less bread. There's not as much bread. So these, we should be able to stock our pantry with some pretty doggone good bread, some sourdough, maybe a little pumpernickel. You can get all that, and you're not having to pay big boy prices because the market seems to have, it's really ballooning up at the top, and at middle is very gettable. Am I wrong?
Right. So here's, no, you're right, but you're inadvertently and somewhat understandably contradicting yourself in this regard. You want young, athletic, affordable, big people. And
wings.
Yet we started this
athletic
conversation
wings.
By you saying, I do not want DeAndre Ayton on the team.
Correct.
He is a young, affordable, big person.
Stone hands.
Couch. Beggars can't
he's
be
got
choosers.
Stone hands.
The Bucks don't have...
No,
but,
he's got
but,
stone hands.
But, couch. They don't have an empty roster to do whatever they want. You see, if I'm them, I have to trust if Giannis is there, which I think he will be, and with Doc as the head coach, a reclamation project that was once the number one overall pick in the draft that I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, has had seven straight years of averaging 10-plus points and 10-plus rebounds would be someone of interest if I'm the Milwaukee Bucks. There is one, one counter, though. Hold on. There's one major counter.
Yeah.
The major counter to everything I just said is it snows in Wisconsin. Now, why do I bring that up?
So what?
This is not a joke. DeAndre Ayton missed a game last year because he couldn't get out of his driveway because of the snow. I'm not actually kidding on this.
Jason, call Dan Ahrens. Let's go. What are we doing? The snow thrower.
Yeah.
You don't use yours. Jason Wilde, can I say this?
Jason's
are you willing
one.
To donate your snowblower you refuse to use ever to DeAndre Ayton if he comes to the Bucks? Are you willing to do that for the squad? You never use it. It's still in the box.
I haven't used it yet. It is not in the box. It is
it's 3 years
cast
old.
Up and ready
you
to go
got it a
for
while
that next
ago.
Snowstorm.
But it's 3 years old.
It's two. It's first of all two winters.
I do like this house.
It will be going into its third winter.
It's well
into
the age of 30.
And it wants to eat. It's time you let it develop in the garage. It's time to play. The snowblower needs minutes.
If I may ask our two esteemed NBA expert panelists.
So I take that as a no. You're not going to
no,
donate
I'm keeping
your snowblower
it. And my new lawnmower too.
Tausch. I just got right. Wimbledon tickets for this weekend. Nice.
Oh, really?
I'm going to Wimbledon. Yeah.
Wait, really?
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome. Are you taking Tausch?
I would have won if you invited
me. I'm going to FaceTime
there
him.
There you go.
There you go.
Put my face on there.
Heard that coming.
Well, why Pagula got a lot of upsets already. Pagula's out. Medvedev is out.
They got in my ear. Wait, this morning, they got in my ear. They're like, hey, you got to mention the Pagula upset. I said, all right, no problem. And then I was like, oh, no. And I saw the woman she was playing, and I'm like, I don't know how to actually say her name. And the way I said her name was a total and utter disaster. So, anyway.
I hope Fritzy can overcome. I know he's in a fifth set. They kind of robbed him yesterday. He's playing Jason. He breaks this guy, the hardest server in tennis. He breaks him in the fourth. The kid is rattled beyond belief. They got 48 minutes to curfew, and they leave it up, and the guy's like, I don't want to play anymore. I'm coming back tomorrow. So now he's going to be fresh. Fritzy's down 5-1 in a tie break. He ends up coming back, gets it to a fifth and would have steamrolled him, But they said, no, 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 curfew time, can't do it. Now, Fritzy,
yeah,
American, top
like
American
11,
in the draw,
o'clock.
Might not make it.
Yeah, not fair.
11
Wrong.
O'clock. So, what do I, by the way, do I have to wear all white, you think? I mean, I know
yeah,
I'm
you should.
White,
yeah, but you should wear all white.
And a McEnroe headband.
I show up with a headband, and I show up with a headband and a wooden racket, and just start screaming at the chair umpire.
You cannot be serious.
Can you imagine that? Oh my God!
Could you just educate me? Why are he just called them stone hands? Why is everyone so down on DeAndre Ayton? Exactly. He's averaged 16-10 his entire career.
If you're going to play with Giannis, you better be able to stretch the court. Can he stretch the court? Because I don't think he can.
A little bit.
You think
he
can?
Stretch a little bit. I mean,
all right.
Not to the way Brooke can, but Brooke made himself into that. Hmm. Okay. Hey, Jason, what you're thinking is the right way of thinking relative to not watching 82 NBA games non-Bucks a year. It's like, wait a minute. You're telling me that a former number one overall pick is sitting there at that height, at that price, and with Giannis possibly next to him to influence him positively, mm-hmm. and we're not jumping on it, I think your thought process is correct for sure right now. I don't think there's any question about that.
I can't think of
it. It doesn't mean it's going to work out, but it just means that's the kind of risk you should take when you don't have the resources to take risks.
Mm, great point.
What a great place to end it. Evan, we appreciate you. Thanks.
Wait, can I just say one other thing?
Of course you may. Yes, you and Tauscher, man.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Well, we stumbled on something. If DeAndre Ayton signs with the Bucks, I do think ESPN Milwaukee, ESPN Madison, ESPN Beaver Dam, we should all do some sort of like big event where people do donate old snowblowers and shovels to DeAndre Ayton to make sure he can get out of his driveway.
Yeah, that's a good
he
idea.
Also, there's a story. Look it up. This is, Jason, these are the reasons why people are like, what's up with this guy? There's a story. I think he also may have gotten hurt because he never ordered a bed, and he was sleeping on an air mattress, and he's 7'1". This is not a joke.
Yeah, that'd be uncomfortable.
Look that up.
Okay, I will get on that. Tausch just did pass along the DeAndre Ayton out tonight due to icy roads in his neighborhood story.
I told you. And yeah, I'm looking
hey, Evco, before
my kind
too.
Of player. So, Evan, before
yeah,
you go, there's going to be a debate
Jesse.
Whether...
Jesse's going to get his jersey. Jesse's going to get a DeAndre Ayton jersey because he finds ways of just taking days off this guy.
Yes, he does. Brooke Lopez. Would you rather have a statue out in front of Fiserv?
Yes, we are. I just
would you rather have a statue
story
outside of Fiserv or your numbers retired in the rafters? What would you rather pick?
For Brooke Lopez?
Yep.
I think the number in the rafters, number in the rafters is like.
I think that seems strong for him. I don't think he's a rafter guy. Well,
but you're going to give him a statue?
I think he's a statue.
You think a statue?
I think he's a statue guy, yeah.
Well, then what are you going to yep. give Giannis? You give Giannis the entire arena.
Giannis gets everything. Giannis gets everything.
Giannis should get Lambo, too, at that point. You can't give Brooke Lopez a statue. That's a little much.
There's an iconic photo where Giannis is on the ground being picked up by, I think it's Drew and Lopez, and then Middleton's behind them. That should be a statue out front of Pfizer.
You guys understand statues are you can do like a walking park. Like it's more you can have more. Rafters and numbers need to be really selective. That's how I look at it.
Jason, did you find the air mattress story?
I did. But we should
what
probably
say?
He says his early struggles with the Trailblazers after joining them was because he was sleeping on an air mattress. Now, in fairness, he went from the Suns to the Trailblazers. He didn't buy a bed immediately or did not get a bed immediately upon arrival in Portland.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. The Milwaukee Bucks have signed Miles Turner. 4 years, $107 million deal. That is an unbelievable deal for the Bucks. per Sham Sharanya. Wow. That is a shocker.
Wow. 4 years, 107, stretch five. Let's go. Let's go.
That is a phenomenal deal. Oh, my God.
Hey, Indiana. Indiana, eat this. Huh? Eat this.
Wow. Wow. Now, hold on a second. Let's figure this out. The Bucks. This may have to be a sign and trade. I don't know how low they could start the first year base compensation, because it's the Bucks would have available to them 14.2, I want to say. I wonder if this has to be some sort of signage. How can you do it 4 years, 100? What's the math on that? 21 million? 26 million?
You tell
25
us.
25 million?
Wow.
Yeah, this 26 million.
Okay, so let's think here. 26 million would mean, I don't think they have a trade exemption. I think that would have, wait a minute. They may rule Dame out for the year, because if Dame is ruled out for the year, his disabled player exemption, I believe, is 26 million. I wonder if somehow, so that means he's not allowed to play, and that you get half of a player's salary if you rule them out for the year for a disabled player exemption. And you get half of the salary.
Are they eligible for playoff return in that case?
No.
Okay.
But I don't know how this
Evan,
works.
Evan, before you go, can you tell our fans why this is so big for the
Miles
Bucks?
Why he's such a good fit? Yes, great question, Josh. Sorry. So Miles Turner, basically think about him as a younger version of Brook Lopez, and Miles Turner can stretch, hit threes, defend the rim, is athletic, can be a lob threat a little bit less than you know, maybe you're thinking of relative to like some of those Mavs guys that play with Luka, but he is a great three-point shooter. He's also a complete class act, just like Lopez. In his off time, this is a guy that loves building Legos. He's like an all-time Lego guy, seriously. He like builds these insane things with Legos. He's been a part of the Pacers for the past decade. He is a great defensive player. He could play with another big. Remember, he played with Sabonis before they got Siakam, and he has the ability to stretch the floor the way Lopez does. The big rotation of Bobby Portis, Giannis Antetokounmpo, and obviously Miles Turner is as strong of a big rotation as you're going to have in the Eastern Conference.
Does this make the Bucks the favorite in the East?
I need to understand how they got him.
No. He's signed. Does?
No, Couch. It does not work that way. You cannot do it that way. I do not believe this is going to be a straight free agent signing, because the way in which I don't think you can sign him just to 14 or 15 right off the bat and incrementally increase it, because I don't think the percentages work. So I need to understand how they got this done. Is Kyle Kuzma still on the team, right? And I'm not saying Bucks fans want him on the team. Does Dame Lillard have to go somewhere else as a result of this? Probably not. Did they use the disabled player exemption, and then that rules Dame Lillard out for the entire season? So I cannot answer that responsibly without knowing the way in which, the mechanism in which they are acquiring Miles Turner.
Well, look at you, Mr. Wimbledon and Mr. Blanken Responsibility. Go look at Evan Cohen. Wow.
I'll tell you something. You know what? You know who's very impressed with me right now? Jason Wilde, who hates my guts. Like, wow, that is the right way of answering that question.
By the way,
Johnny Hedge. Let's make sure we don't get a sound graph. That's what Evan Cohen just did right there.
Oh, I don't care.
I'm
about
setting
that.
Him up to sound graph us through this thing, and he played it Wildy-esque. He Wildy'd that thing to a T.
I just can't answer that. It's because the math doesn't work. Because here's why. If we knew all along that they had a clear mechanism to sign a player to a 4-year, $100 million deal, we would have all approached this offseason differently.
Correct.
That is mild. Right. So there has to be something else to this. Right? It cannot just because if we entered this offseason saying, oh, as Giannis is going to say, we would have all said, well, yeah, of course, they can sign a guy for 4 years, $100 million. for anybody. Well, that's something is we're missing one part of this. I promise you.
Okay. Does this mean they're not getting DeAndre Ayton?
Jason was actually into the DeAndre Ayton idea just because of the quirkiness of the story.
I guess I could keep my snowblower. Evan, we appreciate you. Thanks for sticking around.
Look up Legos. Miles Turner.
I will look that up. Yes. Thanks for sticking around so long that you were on the air for this breaking news. It was perfect. Thanks.
Thanks, guys.
Wow. What a turn of events.
That was a lot. There's a lot there.
10:14. Still a little ways to go in the 9 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch, so be sure you stick around.
On the air, on demand, on social, on Wisconsin Sports. Serving Wisconsin sports fans. This is 100.5 ESPN.
He's got a Chevrolet that don't always run and the radio never turns down. He's got a pedigree that's no good.
All right, we're way behind, and now we have further breaking news from Shams Charania. First of all, if you were listening to Evan Cohen's appearance, this happened while we were talking to him, that the Bucks were signing Miles Turner, almost called him Miles Garrett, formerly of the Indianapolis Pacers, to a four-year, $107 million deal. And the question was, how on earth did they pull this off? The other shoe has now dropped per Shams. The Bucks are waiving Damian Lillard.
Wow.
And are stretching his $113 million that he remains owed over the next five seasons. And Miles Turner leaves the Pacers to join the Bucks. So we will talk about that coming up next. Looks like our friend David Gruber is going to be watching some different players from his courtside seats at Fiserv Forum. And, of course, David Gruber, Gruber Law Office, says, one call, that's all. The Bucks made a pretty big call today. We'll talk about it more as we kick off the 10 o'clock hour. But remember, if you've been injured in an accident, there's only one call to make. It is to Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all. 414-276-6666. 414-276-6666. The Miles Turner era with Giannis is about to begin. The Damian Lillard era is donezo. That's where we'll begin the 10 o'clock hour. Bring back the gif of Tausch doing Dame time.
It's over.
The clock has struck midnight. We'll talk about it next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.